Something beautiful can come from hardship. Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your Tailgate Talk. So we're continuing our journey around the state of Arkansas, stopping at farms, state parks, just to show you that all of these sites have a story. And today, we are in Murfreesboro at the Crater of Diamonds State Park. Pretty cool place, only place in the state of Arkansas where you can dig for diamonds. And if I'm not mistaken, it's the only place in the United States that you can mine for diamonds. And so you probably see some of the folks unpacking their cars and stuff behind me showing up first thing this morning to head out to the mine field and try to the diamond field and try to mine and find the next big diamond. It's the eighth largest diamond deposit in the world, and so it's a pretty cool place. I don't know if you're familiar with how diamond forms, but with the extreme value that diamonds have, man, it takes extreme heat deep within beneath the Earth's surface, extreme pressure for them to even form, and a lot of time. It's not an overnight process. And then once they're formed, it takes extreme heat and pressure for them to make it to the surface through a volcanic eruption or something like that. So to get a diamond is not a simple thing. It takes time, takes pressure, takes heat. It's got me thinking about some of the things that we go through in our life that we may think are bad. And maybe they are bad, but they're producing something in us. In the book of James, James would write that when we encounter various trials, hard stuff, we should count it joy, because we know that that testing and that trial is going to produce in us patience. The old joke, don't ever ask God for patience because He doesn't give it, He teaches it. Those trials produce in us patience. And James would say in James chapter 1 that that patience, when it's had its complete work, when it's had its full work, when it's done its job, produces maturity. So can I encourage you today? You may be going through an intense season of fire and pressure. But can I just tell you that if you'll lean on the Lord, and fix your eyes on Him, He's making something beautiful. I mean, He's promised that, right? That He'll cause all things to work together for the good of those who are the called and love Him, in Romans 8. Keep your eyes on Him, because He's making a diamond in the midst of your trial. Hey, thank you so much for joining me today on the tailgate. Hey, as I say every week, you never know where we're going to pull up and drop the tailgate. So until next time, have a great week. I love you, and we'll see you next time on the tailgate.